Letting the bells bring us into present moment awareness as we settle our attention in a sense of the body sitting in a way that gives rise to wakefulness, making sure that you're nicely supported, erect and dignified, as if your life depends upon it, which in a way it really does. And then letting the attention just come to any sounds that show up. Opening to the whole landscape of sound. The subtle sounds from our breathing and our bodies. Background sounds. Louder, more intermittent sounds. Opening to the whole world of sounds, just as they are. Letting the attention rest on the qualities of the sounds, such as pitch and volume, frequency, duration, timbre. Letting go of having to need to name a sound. Letting go of that and any other kinds of thinking about sounds. Not banishing thought, rather just letting thoughts come and go. Being mindful of sounds means that when we hear sounds that we dislike, we can notice them as unpleasant, and not expand upon them, not embellish them in a way that gives rise to suffering. Noticing unpleasant sounds just as they are. Unpleasant, noticing how they change, may become neutral, may even become pleasant. We can notice reactivity in the body. And if we open to that reactivity with our mindful awareness, it's no longer a problem. It's just what's happening, arising and passing away, just like the sounds. We can also notice sounds that we find pleasant. Once again, notice any reactivity in the body with pleasantness, a reactivity of some kind of craving, clinging to the sounds, wishing there were more of them. Wish you'd ring the bells more than rub that pencil on the desk. That would be so much better. Notice how that feels in the body. As humans, we're just wired to have these responses to pleasantness and unpleasantness. So it's nothing personal. Yet we can practice with this as a way to not be so reactive to whatever life throws at us. How we practice with sound will generalize to our responses to pleasant or unpleasant thoughts, words, something someone says, emotions, body sensations. It's a wonderful place to practice. Noticing how sounds arise out of conditions and causes. They're embedded in a whole web of interdependent connections. They're not personal. Thank you. opening to sounds as sounds, flowing with the sounds, bringing the attention back whenever it wanders. And sometimes we need to really reconnect with a sense of the body sitting and the body breathing as a way to strengthen our anchor in the present moment as we attend to sounds. And what about neutral sounds? Often what is neutral we barely notice. The breath is often experienced as a neutral sound. What happens if you attend to the sound of the breathing? Is it neutral? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? So we can make mental notes of the different kinds of sounds we hear, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Abide with them and notice their changing nature. The breath, for example, you pay attention to it on my suggestion. Neutral. But with attention, it may become quite pleasant or unpleasant. what happens to the attention when we focus on something that's rather neutral. Because it's neutral, we may lose interest easily and get lost in thoughts and emotions. This is important to notice. Because a lot of our life is neutral. Being mindful of sounds and their feeling tones, and noticing our responses, our reactivities to the feeling tones, is a wonderful way to practice, to teach us how things change. The difficult passes. The sweet, the lovely, the beautiful also passes. That the difficult passes can help us hang in. That the beautiful passes can help us to cherish experiences more without grasping. And attention to the neutral can help us open up into a wider world of experience, and so have a richer life.